You're listening to SBS News.
Nilub and Shafika love cricket. They immediately picked up the ball after arriving in Australia, having escaped the Taliban after the fall of Kabul. Nilub says leaving was devastating.
I lived under the Taliban for more than 20 days. As soon as they took over, we started getting threats.
On the national Afghan cricket team, they've been dedicated to the sport and were due to play internationally before the government fell.
When Taliban took over, I thought, my life has just finished and all my dreams and hopes were shattered.
For both women, their families back in Afghanistan are still in danger. Nilub describes how frightened she's been for her loved ones.
We were getting threats from different sources. Even I was getting them on my personal phone. And they were threatening my family that your daughter was in the cricket team.
When the Taliban took over a year ago, the deputy head of the Taliban's Cultural Commission, Ahmadullah Wasib, spoke exclusively to SBS. He said it was unlikely the women's team would play again.
It is the media era, and there will be photos and videos, and then people watch it. Islam and Islamic Emirate do not allow women to play cricket or play the kinds of sports where they get exposed.
Shafika says in Australia they're hoping to pick up where they left off, looking for a chance to play here and to realise their international playing dreams.
It has been 9 months that no one has even asked about us, and no one even paid attention to us once we were in the Afghanistan national team. No one has come forward to help us train us.
Cricket Australia say they have offered their support. A spokesperson told SBS, "The safety of these players and their families has always been the main priority, and we hope we have also played a part in making them feel welcome and supported, including by providing cricket gear and access to local cricket clubs and high-performance centres." The players are still hoping to make their debut on the world stage, but their safety remains a constant threat even while they're in Australia. Shafika is still waiting for that chance.
All I want from the Australian government is to get their support in facilitating to pursue our cricket career and to make a cricket team of Afghan girls in Canberra.
Krishani Danji, SBS News.